Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Do you want to eat some Oreos?
Yes. I have some information for you.
Okay.
If I've counted correctly, this is our 18th, 19th, and 20th flavor of Oreo that we have tried on the pod.
That is wild. That is so many Oreos.
And I want to do like a quick verbal rundown. So most recently we did the most Oreo, which was fine. We've done chocolate marshmallow, chocolate peanut butter pie, caramel coconut, the most stuffed, birthday cake, maple cream, Brookio, Java chip, the Lady Gaga Chromatica, chocolate hazelnut, the gluten-free, the apple cider donut, salted caramel brownie, the ultimate chocolate, which the image looks almost identical to the blackout that we have today. The other Oreo birthday with the chocolate cookie and the toffee crunch.
That is so many Oreos. Yeah. Do you happen to know which was our favorite?
I don't have the scores up, but looking at it, nothing has made a very big impression. I think I can go back and find it. Hold on. Pretend that you asked me that question later.
Okay. I know that I ate the most of the Lady Gaga ones.
Those were great. And it didn't make sense. Why were they so good?
They were really good.
Next. Season one. Okay, it's going to take me a second to look this up, but I will have that information for you in a little bit.
What are you doing? Get out of here. Go away. It's like he on purpose makes extra noise.
It's okay.
Like, he was just crawling all over the big giant Disney World 50th anniversary tote bag, and it's a crinkly bag.
It really is.
He never even looks at it, and he just all of a sudden needed to be all up in it.
I gotta crinkle. Bah, bah, bah. Okay, so I'm looking for those scores, but in the meantime, today we have three flavors, a brand new limited edition blackout cake, and then two returning flavors, but I've not had either of them from 2015. This is the first time it's been back, the cotton candy release, and the S'moreo, which has been brought back several times, just never permanently.
I love the name S'moreo.
It's very nice.
I feel like we've come up with a few little punny names for things we've snacked on, and this feels like the first time that one of our snack companies, you know, is thinking the way we do.
They would have named it Peepsy. That's what I know.
Exactly. And then the cotton candy one, I'm really excited for, and I had to hunt for it. But I'm excited. The internet seemed thrilled it was coming back.
They were really excited. The colors are insane.
And I am cautiously optimistic. I feel like cotton candy flavored things have treated us well in the past.
I think so. Should we just start there?
Okay.
So this is a classic golden, from what I can tell.
We discussed before we started recording this, it smells like canned frosting. It doesn't smell like cotton candy.
I agree.
And it looks like party favors for a gender reveal party.
Yeah. I don't like that. I have separated my sides, and I just think that this is some of the most oblong, weird shape. It's not as circular. It's not as perfect as it normally is.
I think it's interesting that he went for side-by-side colors, where in the past it seemed that if there, and I'm looking at it in the S'moreo, if there's layers of cream, like it's actually stacked on top of each other. But this is just one thing.
The blackout is that same thing too. So yeah, that's interesting. I wonder what kind of change in the machine they have to do.
It's like they put it, you know, two colors in a piping bag to get a swirled effect.
Yeah. Let's try it.
Okay. It does not taste like canned frosting.
Did you isolate any of the cream by itself?
I did not. Should I?
Yes. I think this is the first time ever my technique has made a difference.
I got a very cotton candy effect with the cookie, but okay. I do think that this is the first time it tastes like what it's supposed to taste like.
It's spot on. And it's so weird because cotton candy has such a distinct flavor, but it's literally just slightly cooked sugar. It's so strange. They're really fun.
I really like that. I don't know what it is about cotton candy flavored things, but this was worth a trip to the sketchy Walmart and all the hunting I did for this. What are you giving it?
I think I'm going to give it an 8.
That's what I was going to say. 8 out of 10. It's still a little too sweet for me. I mean, it's very sweet. It's sugar flavored. But I'll eat more of these before I get them out of my house so that I don't eat more of them.
I think so. Well done.
Yay. Okay. Let's do S'moreo next.
This is, it kind of looks like a regular regular golden, but it is a graham flavored cookie with a marshmallow and a chocolate layer, which I think is really fun. Smells heavenly.
It smells like graham.
There's a lot more chocolate than marshmallow filling.
Yeah, and if I were making a s'more, I would be unhappy with these proportions.
Yeah, that's not how I would assemble it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, a toast to you. Not a bad night.
No, it is not. I do wish that they could come up with a feasible way to get an actual marshmallow cream in there versus this marshmallow flavored icing.
That would be so good.
I thought that before when we had the marshmallow flavored one. That wasn't. But this was great. I really like the graham cookie.
They should be utilizing that more. I would like maybe like a cheesecake one.
Ooh. Ooh, like what about like a strawberry cheesecake one?
I'm into it. I think the last time that we had a s'more flavor was at the holidays when we were doing the advent calendar, and you did not get that. So I'm I'm excited. Yeah, it was, we were irate, Loki.
Yeah, Loki was so mad about it.
I'm glad he remembers. You got to try
these. I'm going to give these a 7. Just, I liked it, but not as much as the cotton candy. And I maybe that's not fair to the S'moreo, but is still a little too sweet for me.
I get that. I'm going to give it an equal score. I think that they are both delightful and I would snack on either.
Okay. Now it's the true test.
Yeah, fresh flavor.
Since the dawn of our Oreopaloozas, all I have asked for is just a dark chocolate. And I don't think it gets darker than blackout cake.
It is. I wish that I had a regular Oreo next to it to see if even the cookie, because it just looks dark. But it smells good, but sweet. It has a bit of a cakey smell to it. And the icing hypothetically should lend itself really well to this flavor profile.
Yeah, the two layers, it has the regular chocolate cream, but then it does have this very dark cream that's almost the same color as the cookie.
Yeah, it's an abyss.
Okay, let's see. Are we going 3 for 3?
Okay. What do you think?
I think they did it.
It's good!
That is a dark chocolate flavored Oreo.
It smells so sweet, but it does not taste it. The cookie really balances it quite well.
It is, I think, exactly what I've been asking them for. Oreo, thank you. I'm giving that an 8, too.
I went up to 9. I'm feeling, like, just so joyful and so fortunate.
Like maybe on a little bit of a sugar high.
That is true. I think if you put my Oreo bites together, it would equal 1 cookie. But it goes to the head quickly.
This was great. This was the Oreopalooza to beat.
I think so. I don't think that we've had a full list of winners. Also, when trying to look up our scores, I don't have any scores written from the first season. It says Oreopalooza Volume 1 and then all 3 of the flavors. And then I crossed out the thumbs down. And and you... Oh, my gosh. Episode 2 was when you suggested the circle.
Wow. Do you have a thumbs up?
I have a few. I'm just gonna like let the audience know that the new season of Love Island is happening right now. We're like only like 10, 11 episodes in, so you can like catch up pretty easily. And the crew is crazy as ever.
Have I told you that Things I Bought and Liked highly recommends getting a VPN to watch Love Island Australia and that it's the best show of them all?
There are a few seasons on Hulu of Love Island Australia. And I was like, well, that's where I got to go next. And then I thought maybe I should watch the US ones because they're doing this spinoff. And I didn't really like them, but I watched 2 of them. And then this new one came up. So I'm going to get there. You tell Things I Bought and Liked. I'll be there.
Okay. Because she has recommended it repeatedly.
When it's the right cast, it's just the right cast.
One day you're going to break me down and I will start it.
It's a big commitment. It's like 70 episodes a season.
What else you got?
And then my other thing is that the Bear, the second season premiered today, and I started to kind of devour it, and then I had to take a step back and be like, nobody's making shows right now, Elizabeth. Like, it's new and it's exciting, but savor it a little bit. So what I've watched so far has, I think that I said earlier, like the same reverence for cooking, and it's so interesting to watch, and at the same time, no, I don't want to be in that world at all.
I started season 1 and it was too stressful for me and I never went back to it. And now that it's back and everybody's so excited, I feel a little left out. And also, I do in the back of my mind know we're going to come upon a shortage of content soon. So, I'll maybe get back into it.
Yeah, it that anxious feeling like doesn't go away. So just be ready for that.
Also, like, mostly quit caffeine since the last time I attempted to watch it. So that has helped all of the stress levels.
That's good. You?
I have a thumbs up and thumbs sideways, middle. My thumbs up is the movie Flamin' Hot on Disney Plus. It's very on brand for me. It's the story of the creation of my all-time favorite snack, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And I wasn't planning on watching it, and my mom suggested it, and I am so thankful she did. It was really heartwarming, just a nice story of, you know, how if you put in the work and, you know, are willing to learn and just be a sponge, that good things can happen.
That sounds nice. I have seen it a lot of places. The coloring for all of the advertisements is bright.
They made a choice. And then my thumb sideways is actually your recommendation to me based on a true story. Did you finish it?
I did.
I just don't know how I feel. I felt like it ended poorly.
It was a weird way to wrap it up, for sure.
Because I feel like they didn't wrap. I guess there were some loose ends that they just tied up so quickly, and some that they didn't tie up at all because, you know, they very clearly are counting on another season. I don't know. I just, it was over and I was like, oh, that was it. It felt like a mid-season finale.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I get that.
Like, we're going to come back in a couple weeks and, but we're not.
Yeah.
She had a whole baby already.
I think that makes sense. And maybe a little bit of a trend with Peacock's original material.
I would agree.
So we'll see if they get a chance to take it anywhere. But I appreciate you checking it out.
I will definitely watch another season of it.
I did end up going to see Spider-Man, and it was great as ever. I just was unaware that it was a part one situation. So I was like, man, they're really going to wrap this up in like 10 minutes. They weren't.
I never watched the first one, and Mia wanted to go see this one, and I offered to go with her because I understand, you know, the gist of the story.
Yeah.
And she didn't want me to go if I hadn't seen the first part. But besides that, I don't know. I never even finished. Like, I started the first one and I didn't finish it. I think I just don't like that style of animation.
I don't know. That might get you beat up on the internet. So chill out, dude.
Yeah, I said it out loud at work to one of my kids, and he was like, and then I said, I think it's the animation. Like, I'm trying to think, well, What If? I didn't like What If, and I almost get angry anytime I see that Ninja Turtle preview.
I don't know what that is.
You have it, it's a Seth Rogen. I think is producing it. I don't know. He's involved. It is the Ninja Turtles, but they're in that weird animation style. And it's not weird. It's great. It's beautiful. It is just not for me. But I'm glad you liked it.
I did. Thanks.
I think that's all. I don't think I've not really watched anything.
I think that I wanted to tell you that I am caught up on Platonic.
Do you like it?
I do. And there was this one singular joke that made me lose my mind. And I was like, please remember this. And I might have to go back and rewatch so that I can tell you about it. Because it, I was just like, this is so us.
What would be your secret skill?
If it is not how I can crack my ankle a few times in a row, it would maybe be, well, right now I think it, I would bring my beads in and I would make a quick little bracelet.
Ooh, nice. I can eyeball 3 feet, like distances of 3 feet. Like I can tell you if you're, that's 3 feet apart or even 4 feet. And that's about like the range. I can only do 3 or 4 feet. Because that's ADA. That's like what I have to measure everything at work. But I've recently discovered I can do it without even measuring it. I can just look at it and go, 3 feet. And I think that's pretty impressive.
That is so classy to me.
I'll show you. On our trip, I'll put some things 3 feet apart.
Okay. I'll bring a tape measure and yes. I'll be amazed.
Well, thanks for eating the best Oreos we've ever eaten with me.
It was just a joy to spend time with you and to have a little snack.
Yeah, 20 Oreos down, and these definitely at the top three. 20 Oreos is so many Oreos.
It really is. We are keeping.
I can't get over it. Float. Okay, well, on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.